Good morning and welcome to the morning call here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Ivronik with you. Joining me this morning is Rich Reimer. He is with the Habitat for Humanity. Rich, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Rich, wanted to talk a little about a few things before that the Habitat for Humanity is doing during this holiday season. But first of all, let's just talk a little bit about what the Habitat for Humanity is all about and what you guys are doing.
Habitat for Humanity is simply providing decent, affordable housing for those that need. And we try to make it as affordable as possible, yet make the best house design that we can for the family that we select.
What is some of the feedback that you've gotten from some of the families that get these houses?
It's amazing. Some of them, the one house that we had, and the young lady that's receiving that house was in tears one day. She was so happy. She said, "I just can't believe it." The other one the other day said, "This is amazing that I get to have my own home." So it's a good feeling, good warm fuzzy feeling.
Rich, I wanted to talk a little bit about all the work and all the volunteers that go into putting together a housing project like this.
It depends upon, we have a unique situation in Hastings at the community college. A second year construction class has to do some community service work. And so the instructor of that class is also on our board. And so they have been building our houses for the most part as far as volunteers, no labor costs involved for that. At the same time, we don't always build when they're available, so then we have other volunteers that we can depend upon. We go to churches or city organizations and those kinds of things and ask them for their help.
Mm-hmm. And talking a little bit about Central Community College, their media arts program has really kind of taken on a project for the Habitat for Humanity here lately, whether it's putting together PSAs or putting together photo slide shots of some of the work that goes on. But just from your standpoint, how grateful are you for those students to take on such a project like that?
Oh, wow. It's fantastic. I mean, they're taking over a situation. It all came about because of the construction class building, and we had to actually stop building because we didn't know just exactly how much funds we had. So we were a little short, although we had a great gift from Wells Fargo Bank, but we're still short. Cost of housing is going up. So one person said, "Well, we have to stop working." And the instructor out at the college said, "Well, gee, let's take that and run with it." And so they've done a tremendous job. I saw some of the work they're done. They're going to go public and radio and newspapers and those kinds of things. And right here is an example. It's wonderful. It's going to make it a really community effort with young people involved, which is great.
Right. And talking a little bit about the funds that are involved in this, where do you guys normally typically see your funds coming from?
All of our funds come from donations. That's what we work after. And see, the loans are interest-free, and so we get the money coming in from people, and we use that to buy the materials to put in the house. It's not a profit situation. It's just a break-even situation. And so all of it comes from donations.
Is the funding, the fact that you're kind of running out on funding a little bit more on the fact needing more money, or simply the fact that it's kind of the economic slowdown a little bit?
Well, the cost of materials has increased substantially, and so we are building sort of the same size house. In 2005, and when I came on, a house was about, say $60,000 to $65,000. Today it's $80,000 to $85,000, and so that's $20,000 more. And the economy has slowed down a little bit, and so people have to watch their money, as I do too, as you might have to as well. And so our income isn't as great, so we have to make a more gallant effort to go after it.
Mm-hmm. How important do you feel that this Habitat for Humanity is, especially during the holiday season, not just all year long, but especially during the holiday season?
Yeah, if people don't have a great home to go to, they live in apartments and so forth, and they don't have a lot. If you get a gift like this at Christmas time, and we're having a family going to move in this month and in a house that we had to redo, and she's just anxious as all get out to get in there, and I think it's something they really look forward to. And at Christmas time especially, it's a gift, so to speak.
Okay. Well, if anyone wants to donate money, how do they get in touch with you? How do they donate money to Habitat?
Okay, we have several ways, but they can call our Habitat cell phone number, which is 402-462-5141. Board members' names, we don't haven't published those as such, but if they call that number, then I carry that phone. I can direct them to wherever the call needs to be made.
Mm-hmm. Now, can people volunteer as well?
Yes, we take volunteers' names. We haven't had a lot of volunteer time, but we will probably after the first of the year need volunteers to help finish up the house that the community college construction class began.
Yeah. Okay. Well, once again, Rich Reimer with Habitat for Humanity, and we really appreciate you coming on the Morning Call this morning.
Well, we thank you for the opportunity to do that.